Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Sensei Roger B. Hamilton. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of the Round 12 podcast series. Let's go get it. Never quit. Poem Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Welcome back. Round 12, the podcast, took a little break since our last episode, but it seems that inspiration has come around again. It seems that the host of this podcast, me, is in a mental space that has decided to share with others again and ask the world some questions. Then after that, give the world some answers or perspectives or just some flavor. I don't think we human beings talk to each other enough. Oh, we talk and talk and talk, but it seems we are simply copying someone else and trying to be like, sound like, think like the world thinks. I have never been like that. And I'm even less like that now. So it is my observation and contention that we should talk straight about how we feel and ask honestly what we want to know. Just be real. Just talk straight. So when I decided to write a book 30 years ago, I did it. But then I put it away because first I was getting married. Then my son was being born, and both these people became my priority. Then later, my second son was born, and all three people became my priority. But I marched on. Then, at around 20 years later, and that mark in 2010, I went ahead and gave myself permission to edit and publish my first book. My memoir, as it were, and I did it. It was cool to get that project done. I learned a lot and I was proud of myself. But here now, 12 years later, I just completed my first audiobook, and it's now published on the largest platform for audiobooks in the world, Audible. And now that's pretty cool, and I like it. It was a heck of a project. 9 individual 10-hour sessions to record the full book. But I realize now, it is also a hell of a story. I realized during this spoken word process that I am a master of resilience and perseverance and survival and taking personal inventory. So I know what's inside my house, my closet, my backpack, and my heart. I learned a great deal about being a whole adult-sized human being. Yep, I finally have grown up, and I like it. Now, why is this so important? What actually drove me to write down the lines of my life and present them to others? I finally understand what I was trying to do, which it took me a long time to figure out. But now here's the deal. here's some things even for you to think about towards somehow, maybe someday, maybe some way for you to write down your own story. Check out these reasons, and maybe even if you don't write it, you can get your organized thoughts together anyway. Either way, if you free yourself, you can be yourself. Some folks try to fake their way along, imitating others. Nah, man, that ain't me. Wanting to be someone else is a waste of the person you are. Kurt Cobain said that. May he rest in peace. So again, here's some focus and reasoning for telling my story. Number one, to share wisdom and truth in a way that helps my readers. I learned so much that I refuse to hold it in any longer. Number two, to record my history and present it as my legacy to family and friends. My sons are so special to me, and I am so grateful to them for letting me be their father. I want their kids to always know who their crazy grandfather was, so that they will also know their fathers even better. Number three, to provide encouragement and inspiration for people who have lived through what I have lived through. And that's real. You either become jaded and mean from challenging circumstances, or maybe, just maybe, you develop empathy and want others to benefit from your experiences and not suffer the same challenges you endured. Number four, to have a greater understanding of myself and the world I inhabit. How important is this one? If you free your mind, your ass will follow. You better get to know that person staring back in the mirror and get to like him too, because he's all you got. Number five, to challenge myself as a writer. This, too, is such a special reasoning because it's just like those people who climb Mount Kilimanjaro and stuff. Because it feels great to challenge yourself for growth and also succeed. It's just a great thing. The other series of things I learned are sort of stated here in a clip from Ms. Amber Leah Starfire on our website, www.writingthroughlife.com. Amber wrote, in a Writer's Digest article, Jeanette Walls, author of the classic memoir, The Glass Castle, is quoted as having said, one of the lessons I've learned from writing this memoir is how much we all have in common. So many of us think that certain things only happen to us, and somehow they make us less of a person. I'm constantly urging people, especially older folks, to write about their lives. It gives you new perspective. Memoir is about handing over your life to someone and saying, this is what I went through. This is who I am. And maybe you can learn something from it. It's honestly sharing what you think, feel, and have gone through. If you can do that effectively, then somebody gets the wisdom and benefit of your experience without having to live it. And to follow, learn from the mistakes of others, you can't live long enough to make them all yourself. So here it is. My book is available at www.audible.com and is entitled Never Quit, The Journey of a Million Miles. It's a whole lot different to listen to this book, which I narrated, than to try and read it. If you want to take an intense, invigorating ride, check out this audiobook. I'm proud to say that for some reason, listeners are showing great interest so far. Thank you to all of you who have offered your encouragement and support. It's been quite a fun ride. Challenging, but very cool. And here's something else today. My youngest son, Ali, is moving out on his own tomorrow, and I'm helping him to move. He'll always be welcome here with his mother and me, but damn, I did it. I set a dream in motion. I made a commitment. I kept a promise to myself and to him, and I dug in to give all I had to these two boys' progress so they could be quality men. When I built each of their respective professional resumes at 10 years old and we forged forward, I did it with the absolute intention to live out my creed and leave my world better somehow. In some ways, maybe that's why I can shout from the rooftops and celebrate that I spoke an audiobook, because now, with so much great stuff behind me, and the best two examples of that drive and determination showing in the eyes of my dear sons, I can walk around with a level of validity. Not because of money, not because of houses, not because of travel, not because of jobs or promotions, not because of my own special entrepreneurial effort and my own businesses, but because I helped someone else be better. And just coincidentally, they happen to be of my own flesh and blood. Let's go, Bush Hamiltons. Let's keep going to higher heights and make our collective world better. And you people who are listening, do your thing. Live your ideas. Write your memoir, even if you don't plan to publish it. Tell your story, or just try something you've never tried, and I plan to try and help you. I'm about to conduct my podcast outside Pete's Coffee in Brentwood, California again. It was a great success the last time I did it, so if you live or work nearby, look out for us over there. Then, I'm looking to start a new website. This website will be designed to hear your stories, to make a t-shirt to go along with it, and to save these stories in one place, on one platform, like a collage, like an electronic mural, to make us all realize that we have much more in common than we do apart. And when we see that memorialized, I think we're gonna love it. Stand by. I am not done. And I'm willing to believe you are not done either. Let's keep going. I will end this podcast today with a lovely poem by the one and only Ralph Waldo Emerson. Mr. Emerson is one of my favorite philosophers. Finish every day. Finish every day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities, no doubt, have crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. Begin it well and serenely and with too high a spirit to be cumbered with your old nonsense. This day is all that is good and fair. It is too dear, with its hopes and invitations, to waste a moment on yesterday's. Never quit. The journey of a million miles begins with a single step. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of Round 12. May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. May the worst days of your future be like the best days of your past, and may you continue to answer life's bell every time. Until we meet again, time! Welcome back. Welcome back.